Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
3, 2, 1, and we're back. We're going to pick continue where we left off yesterday. We're talking about 2021 predictions, and these are the predictions. And Julie and I are trying to do a little bit of different types of predictions podcast here. A lot of folks will just focus on sort of maybe the obvious low-hanging fruit type predictions. Julie and I are really trying to expand our thinking and hopefully expand your thinking as well. We're trying to integrate a lot of micro trends, but also macro trends as relates to real estate, and we're integrating a lot of technological trends too, that maybe some of which you are aware of, but most of which I bet you are not. And so if you've not listened to the past podcasts in the past couple days on predictions for 2021, please go back and listen to those shows. I think the one yesterday, a lot of people, we had great feedback on it, but the predictions we did, it would have been last week. That would have been the first part of this series, so this is part three. And so today we're going to be picking up on point number nine, but before we get to that, Julie actually received sort of an avalanche of positive feedback on an interview that I did with a gentleman named Gene Frederick, and that's also available for your replay listening enjoyment at any time. And so, Julie, you actually wanted to point out why they should listen to that interview.
Yeah, and you guys can find that. I think you did that just before Christmas, so make sure you click on all episodes, and you should be able to find that in the podcast lineup. This is with Gene Frederick. And, you know, yesterday the Premier coaching clients especially pointed that out because, you know, we're coming back from the break. They had been binging on podcasts.
Yeah.
And this was one of their favorites. And I wrote down some of the points that they brought up, particularly amongst some either agents that are, I don't want to really say on the older end of the spectrum, but more experienced. You know, they're, most of them were saying, you know, it really resonates that you and Gene talked about, you had a big part of that podcast specifically that people, you know, once you're 50, 55, 60, somewhere in there, a lot of people just figure like, you know, I've done what I'm going to do. I'm going to kick back, especially if you're fairly well off financially. You got most of your stuff paid off. You know, you mostly have it figured out. It's easy to kick back and retire, semi-retire, take a break, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, it's easy to basically start giving up on
basically
your dreams. And that was actually, I appreciate
your discussion about complacency.
I appreciate the fact that they were, your listener feedback was that they were really drilled down on that particular perspective of the interview, because frankly, that's really what I wanted to focus on.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's what's most motivational about Gene is, you know, he was essentially 59 and, or maybe 60, and he was effectively retired. Him and his wife were living the good life and had worked their butts off their whole lives and owned a bunch of Keller Williams market centers, and just they set themselves up perfectly. And then they stumbled across eXp and the, you know, eXp Realty. And you guys, you got to listen to this podcast because, as Julie said, the feedback was really wonderful. But the amazing thing about Gene is just he has his desire to essentially, you know, frankly, work directly with real estate agents, helping to improve their lives. That's the thing that I think really radiates from this podcast that I did with him. But he then decided to go back and, you know, start all over again and put himself back in a position where he was effectively starting with a brokerage with only, at the time, they had less than 500 agents. And so in the last 6 years that Gene's been associated with eXp, it's gone from 500 agents to over 40,000 agents, and I'm sorry, 6 years. And this year, it's probably going to go over 100,000 agents. And I think a lot of people inside eXp Realty will attribute, you know, essentially the rapid growth in the past 6 years, not just obviously the founder, Glenn Sanford, and the CEO, Jason Gessing, and all the other great managers and whatnot. But from the recruiting perspective, Gene definitely was the igniter for a lot of people's involvement with eXp. So what were the things you were hearing specifically?
Yes, they liked your discussion with Gene about the concept of being out of balance at times when you're really pursuing something. And almost like you're giving permission for that to be okay. Not, you know, it's not that you're going to be out of balance your whole life, but for temporarily while you're pursuing something. I think it was extra powerful hearing it from somebody like Gene that didn't have, you know, he didn't absolutely have to pursue this. He chose to pursue it. So I think that discussion about balance resonated with them. He and you talked about, you know, conceptually, when you're being of service, you are in the right place doing, you know, helping the people you were supposed to help versus when are you going to check out? When are you going to retire? When, you know, I don't know if you remember that part of the podcast, but that you constantly get the question, when isn't this enough for you? When are when are you going to kick back? When are you going to take a break? And you and Gene talked about that when you're already doing what you want to do, when you want to do it with who you want to do it with, he added that little piece, which I appreciate, then aren't you already where you're supposed to be? I thought that was interesting. That resonated.
But the perspective that I think, if you remember from the podcast, that made it so that he was saying what he was saying. It's not mm-hmm. like work itself is supposed to be pleasurable. I mean, really, it's not. Most of the time, what you're doing isn't what you want to be doing. It's what you're doing, what you have to do when you don't want to do it because you have bills to pay.
Right.
But what he was saying is once you get past the having to worry about money perspective, then it makes the work pleasurable. Because you're not doing it for money. You're doing it because you want to do it. And you end up doing it at a higher level. And that's really what's we try to convey that to people. But unfortunately, most people have never even experienced anything remotely like that. They're so used to having the, you know, 9,000-pound financial grill on their back. Mm-hmm. And to not have that there anymore, they can't even fathom how that changes every single aspect of their lives. And that's what Gene and I were discussing on this podcast, really. I mean, we were talking about eXp Realty. Obviously, it's made a lot of people very wealthy, frankly. It's created a lot of opportunities. It's expanding all over the world. I mean, I don't see...
And that's in its infancy.
Right. I mean, and this is going to be... Yeah. This is just the start of the rapid growth. Mm-hmm. And he and I actually... You touched on something. He and I actually were sort of joking about the fact that some people say, well, the best, you know, essentially the big opportunity for eXp... Well, remember, eXp's only got 40,000 agents. There's over 2 million agents in the United States. And I don't even know how many agents there are globally. It has to be over 10 million agents. And eXp now has got 42,000 agents.
You know, there's plenty of runway.
There's plenty of runway. So it's kind of funny to realize that the opportunity is actually just getting started for people to get involved with eXp. So what other feedback points did you get?
So the concept of what I wrote down was the resistance to the idea of retirement, because once you get that financial burden off your back and things become more pleasurable, then that thought of, you know, retirement being the finish line somehow is replaced with, what would happen if you were making so much money that you never even had to think about your bills? I thought that was an interesting part of the podcast. And for a lot of our listeners and our coaching members, that is a new thought, because the previous thought had been pay all of your crap off, reduce your monthly overhead, and live on whatever
you're talking about as cash flow argument.
Right.
Yeah. And I thought that was interesting too, actually, because again, that flies in the face of certainly what our philosophy has been from a personal and a business perspective.
But he makes an excellent point.
Yeah, he does. I mean, when you have hundreds of thousands of dollars coming in every month off eXp revenue share, you don't really have to worry about what a payment on, say, a house is. I mean, it's not something...
Or anything,
right. And so his perspective was, if you've got massive cash flow, you don't need to worry about having your debt paid off because of the fact that obviously the cash flow is going to more than make up for the payments. And considering interest rates are so low nowadays, why the heck would you have your stuff paid off? Because you can then take that cash and reinvest it. And in an area, and we talked about this yesterday, in an era where interest rates are less than 3% and inflation is going to kick in and make assets appreciate to the point where they're going to pay for the interest on the loan, that's a pretty damn good point.
Absolutely it is. And I thought that this was a great next mindset or next iteration. It's kind of, I feel like coaching and getting agents to the point where they're very profitable and they have predictable income and they understand things like the magic number. All of that is like our core calling to get them profitable. And Gene made an interesting point that, you know, like Dave Ramsey, we all like Dave Ramsey, financial responsibility, accountability, paying all of your crap off, et cetera. But even Dave says, tell me what you earn. And if somebody says, you know, I'm earning $5,000 a month and I owe $50,000, even Dave Ramsey is like, well, there's not a lot I can do for you. We only have so much to work with. So Gene's point was, make your cash flow skyrocket to the point where you have something to work with.
Right.
You've got to make the income first. You've got to have that predictability before you can do all the other fun stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting combination of like skill set first, then, like you're always saying, you know, it's not your individual commission transactional stuff that matters. It's what you do with it and then creating that passive cash flow in addition to that.
Well, that's the mind bender for people with regards to eXp Realty, truthfully.
Well, and that's what a lot of people don't understand about it, because they don't understand the model. They haven't actually studied it beyond just knowing that eXp is some other brokerage that might be an option.
It is another brokerage that might be an option. But really what we're talking about now, or what happens when you employ two of the greatest, you know, I don't even know. You always like to use the term real estate gods. I hope we're not offending anybody when I say that. Yeah. But they're probably two of the greatest ideas ever created for real estate agents by, you know, Glenn Sanford and eXp. The first one is going to be obviously revenue share, not profit share, revenue share. And the other one is Glenn basically has set the company up so the agents truly are the owners. You get awarded effectively stock in the company, and it's not diluted shares. It's not these goofy. I was reading this morning, Julie, on Compass, that Compass is giving agents. They're like giving them A shares, B shares, C shares. Mm-hmm. So essentially diluted shares. Glenn doesn't do that. You get the same shares that Glenn has. So that's really exceptional, all the different things that he's done. But like, look at eXp, for example. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got an email. I actually got a text. You know what? I'm going to read this. You know, we're not going to talk about predictions today, right?
That's all right. We'll do it tomorrow. So I get excited.
Well, this is a really good topic, too. I got a text. Let me find this. And guys, this is worth waiting for me, so you'll like. Oh, here it is. Oh, that was easy. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. Okay, hold on. I got to read the part that's not personal. All right. By the way, 224 houses. This is from a coaching client. By the way, 224 houses sold this year, counting my pendings, $53.3 million in production, average sales price, $189,000, over $500,000 made in eXp stock.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
That gives you something to think
but
about.
Let's level off there. I know he did not buy any of that eXp stock. Those were all stock awards, and this gentleman's involved with eXp for maybe a year and a half, so he's already earned $500,000 in eXp stock. Rev share, his revenue share, is $5,000 per month. He said, I made $1 million more this year with eXp than I did with my last 3 years with his previous broker, which was called Chesson Real Estate.
That's pretty amazing.
So he increased his net income
by
$1 million. I happen to know what he did with that money.
What's that?
He bought a lake house.
Awesome. Good for him.
I've seen it.
Congratulations.
And so I got another action.
You know what I'm thinking is, like, how long would it take? Let's say you were super disciplined with your commissions, right? And you save 10% off the top of everything, right? And let's say you're like Chuck and you got an average sale price of, you know, 200-ish. How long would it take to make that same savings that he got from eXp Awards? And then what you and I always talk about, how many rental properties you have to own to get to that point where you can save that?
Well, $5,000 a month is equivalent to basically having 5 paid off rental properties worth on average about $200,000 each.
Paid off,
so,
mind
paid you. Off. So you need over $1 million basically in cash to produce $5,000. And that's a 5% return. That's net. That's really what properties, well, that's not even really net because, you know, they're going to leak. They're going to break. They're going to seep. They're going to have all kinds of Mickey Mouse.
They will turn on you.
They will. Like we had two houses with flooded basements. All right, here's another text I got. And I'm going to share this one because I don't think they'd care. And if you guys do care, I apologize. Michael and Robin Gordon, and these are longtime coaching clients. I think they probably are like coaching client for us number one from 20 years ago.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, so Happy New Year, Robin Gordon Group, 220 numbers. Get this, listeners. $233 million. Gross commission of? Did I tell you this? $5,831,000.
Very nice.
Net income of, I will just say it's $4 million.
Nice net on that.
Total units is 253.5. And I receive tons and tons of texts like this of people that are congratulating or they're thankful for basically their involvement. So guys, here's the bottom line with all of this. And listen to that Gene Frederick interview. What you need to do is wrap your mind around making income from multiple sources. And that's what we talk about in the Real Estate Treasure Map. By the way, if you haven't downloaded your Real Estate Treasure Map, just text 2021, text 2021 to 855-685-1045. Text 2021 to 855-685-1045, and we'll text you back a link to download your real estate treasure map. One of the things we're going to have you work on the treasure map are creating multiple sources of income. Until eXp Realty, the multiple sources of income to create were really difficult. For example, buying rental properties and having those rental properties paid off. And it was a slow path to creating passive income. And that's the reason when Julie and I, well, frankly, when I finally had it click in my head 2 years ago, what an opportunity eXp Realty is for agents, I couldn't say no, because it just made sense. You can sell houses like you've always been selling houses. And through the transactions, people, you'll sponsor agents, so you can create revenue share that way. But even if you never sponsor or recruit an agent, you still will make probably more money than you're making now because the commission splits. But in addition to that, you're going to have the benefit of the stock that you're going to be awarded. And it's not monkey business stock like some other people are trying to basically peddle to agents. This is real stock traded on NASDAQ. It started last year, I think it's $6 or $8. And I think the high point last year was, and by last year, I mean 2020, was over $80. That's how these, I mean, Colette, she made like $350,000 off the stock that she didn't buy any of.
No, well, and I wanted to pause just for a second because I have had some agents say, hey, I'm not really familiar with stock at all. I've never even bought a stock. What does it mean to be awarded? It literally means it's given to you. You didn't write a check for that. You know, and you can buy it at a discount with your closings as well, if you choose to.
In addition. Yeah. And Chuck wasn't doing that, but Colette was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have lots of different opportunities. And I think that, you know, I do feel strongly that if we didn't talk about eXp, and I know people are like, oh, God, they're talking about eXp again.
I know. Someone's firing off some nasty feedback thing on iTunes right now.
But our responsibility as your podcast host, as your coaches or future coaches, is to expose you to this. Because if we knew about it and we didn't, I mean, how moronic is that? We would just be so out of integrity.
Moronic for us, not you guys.
Right. We would be out of integrity because we teach you to have multiple spokes of income. And this is one of the least painful ways to make that. And that's why we make the comparisons to rental properties or just saving your 10% or whatever. So I think you're unaccountable if you don't look at this.
Yep. All right. So moving forward, here's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be moving back towards the real estate predictions for 2021. Now, I want you guys to open your minds. Oh, by the way, if you want to talk with me directly, yes, obviously, Julie and I are involved in eXp. And yes, Julie and I would love to sponsor you at eXp. And yes, we'd love to have a direct conversation with you about that. Just text me directly at 512-758-0206. 512-758-0206. So if you're ready to join eXp, text me at 512-758-0206. All right, Mrs. Harris.
Yes. Okay, so moving back into our predictions, I think the next one, which is number 9, get caught up if you missed the previous two podcasts, is related again to something you and Gene were talking about, the untethered real estate agent. COVID finally ended the conversation about brick and mortar real estate offices. The reality is that a productive agent rarely actually goes into their office. I mean, you guys went about 4 or 5 months not even being allowed to go to your office. Everything can be done online. You now know that clearly with far more efficiency and massive cost savings. Consumers don't care if you have a physical office. They never wanted to go there anyway. Agents soon won't care if there's no physical real estate office. Anyone miss going to Blockbuster to rent a movie? I think that's a great analogy.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But I think that COVID really moved that conversation forward, and now agents are more confident and more clear that it's okay.
So here's where the reason I wrote this point. So I was thinking about brokers mostly, and I was thinking because we get lots of brokers that are basically wanting to hire us to help them scale up their brokerage.
Sure.
And we used to do that. And nowadays, if someone calls us up, and I have one in my email right now that wants to have that very conversation,
sure,
I talk them out of it. Because I've had so many conversations with so many brokers that have come to us after they've had their brokerages in business for a long time. And a lot of these people are really smart and entrepreneurial. And the profit out of a traditional brokerage is terrible. It's less than 3% and people don't know that. Mm-hmm. They have romantic notions of what it would be like to be a brokerage. They don't understand the financial ramifications of it. The old joke about, and this is a joke from like before Julie and I were in real estate, but it's so true now.
It's more true now.
Yeah, you know, being a broker just makes you broker. And so when I was writing that point number 9, I was thinking in terms of all the brokers and agents out there that are thinking about opening up space and putting the da-da-da-da. Why are you doing it? Is it because it's some sort of like social experiment? Are you doing it for some sort of creative endeavor? Are you doing it to help people and make money?
It could be ego too.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm
all
saying.
Related.
And if you're willing to come to terms with it's not for financial reasons, then you better think, you better check in with future self, right? You're the future version of you. So the you in 3 to 5 years looking back at the you now who's thinking about opening up a brokerage and, you know, say financially your situation has not changed for the better into the future, is that future version of yourself going to think very kindly of the current version of yourself starting to basically take this little ego quest? Probably not. And if your goal is to have a large real estate team or whatnot, do it under eXp Realty and have none of the expenses and have multiple streams of income that are created for you along the way to you selling houses and helping people. That's the beauty of what Glenn created. So just keep these things in mind.
Well, and you do get all of the freedom that you would running your own show anyway.
Without
all the baggage that goes with it.
You absolutely do. So. And remember, if you have an existing brokerage, you know, if it's Tim and Julie Harris, you know, real estate brokerage or whatever, you can just keep your name the same and you then basically will have it be brokered by eXp. Your existing name, your existing logo, your legacy brand, whatever the heck it is, your team name, your team logo, it doesn't change. It stays the same. Your colors stay the same. Your signage, if you choose to have it stay the same, it just needs to say brokered by eXp. Now, state laws, obviously, will overrule any of those types of things. You know, like where Julie and I sold real estate in Ohio, there were restrictive laws with regards to prominence. So, you know, take that accordingly. But if you're out in California, you can have your sign and marketing and whatnot look anything like you want, you know, whatever you want it to, and you can have the brokerage name really small. Every state's different. All right, Mrs. Harris, point number 10.
Point number 10, eXp will continue its historic rise unabated. We predict that eXp Realty will expand to over 12 new countries and have well over 100,000 agents by the end of 2021. The eXp story truly starts in 2021. eXp will be the real estate that Zillow has become. In other words, people often use the name Zillow as a replacement for the word real estate. Expect the same for eXp.
Yeah, so, and that's kind of an interesting little phenomenon that happened with Zillow. I didn't think of that. I read that. And it is true. People, when searching for a home, won't say, I'm going to search for a home, or I'm going to Google it. They don't certainly say, I'm going to go to realtor.com. They say, I'm going to Zillow it. So Zillow is become almost like an adjective. It's become all kinds of, you guys get how it's changed. That's something that Zillow's been able to do since 2007 and 2008. That's exceptional. The same thing is going to happen with eXp Realty with regards to, you know, the vernacular that agents and brokerages use. It's going to spread that fast and be that powerful. If the train has already left the station, the old legacy brokerages, especially the bricks and mortar ones, especially the franchise models, you know, those guys are going to have to start pivoting towards a model like eXp because agents are obviously embracing it. You know, new agents, middle of the road agents, and certainly agents in different countries. And our prediction that they're going to open in 12 new countries, that's in addition to the 8 countries, France, India, Canada, Portugal.
Australia.
No, I don't think they're actually open there yet.
Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico just opened in Mexico late last year. And I know people are going to tell me the other countries they're opening.
Oh, so, and don't forget, they also have opened commercial. That's something that we don't talk
commercial,
about enough.
Commercial, yeah. And all right, so point number, 11. Where are we? 11, yes.
Okay, point number 11. eXp will create a Zillow and Realtor.com rivaling search portal. I think this is super exciting because eXp's portal will be designed around giving the consumer content that they want versus overt and often confusing lead generation. Who's the listing agent, for example, right? What, I mean, I get that question on Premier all the time. When somebody says, are you the listing agent and I'm not, what's the script to overcome that?
I know,
well,
but
there isn't one.
But don't you think that's just innately telling agents to basically be unethical?
Exactly.
The way that the profit models of those websites were essentially predicated on basically a baiting and switching of the consumer, taking them from base. When you and I search for properties, we only want to deal with the listing agent because the assumption is the listing agent knows the property better than anybody else would.
One would hope.
And it is really hard, especially using Zillow, to find out who the listing agent is.
Yes. I mean, when we bought our house in North Carolina, at least 50% of our time when we were doing our search was trying to figure out who we're supposed to call who actually knows the property. So, not so with the eXp portal. eXp will be the, let's see, where did I
look? I'm coining it.
11.
I don't know what the name's going to be, but I'm coining it eXp Home. You know, who knows what the name will actually be. Mm-hmm. But eXp Home will make it clear who the listing agent is. eXp won't create a site for the sole intention of selling buyer leads. It's going to be a different approach to a national search portal that is going to put consumers, and I know everyone says this, but no one really does it. I don't know if you guys ever noticed this. Like Zillow likes to talk about how they created this sort of consumer-centric experience. Oh, haberdy-dasherdy, that's how true that statement is, right? At the end of the day, what they did is they tried to create, again, a nice consumer trap where they're trying to generate buyer leads to sell back to agents. And now that they're in the brokerage business, now that Zillow is a brokerage, and Zillow will be opening up a brokerage, and they are right now across the country, are you guys still going to pile in your cash to basically support your competitor? Are you really going to do that? I mean, have you thought about the insanity of it, all of it? Now, when you're with eXp already, they bought a company that has a national search is already a national search portal. And then if you look to see how, frankly, Glenn and his team implement big ideas, you know, they just bought Success Magazine and they're acquiring other assets like that. Their vision for eXp Realty is that it's going to surpass certainly Zillow, and it's going to do it with the idea that they're not going to do a baiting and switching type site. Agents with listings that are eXp agents are obviously going to, you know, essentially have an unfair advantage in the future marketplace. And that's true for all agents, right? The future definitely is going to be held by listing agents and not buyer's agents. And again, I know that offends some of you, but we're going to get to that in point number 12. But for now, just remember what I'm telling you. eXp is creating its national search portal. It's not an idea that is going to be on a, you know, something they're going to do in the next 10 years. They already have got the technology in place. I suspect they're going to be launching this national search portal sometime this year. It's not going to be just like a brokerage site. It's like most brokerages have with IDEX feed. This is going to be a site designed from day one to essentially take the best USPs from Zillow and from Realtor.com and essentially redo it, and so that it's something that consumers prefer to use. And it's going to be free, I would imagine. I'm just guessing. It's going to be free for eXp agents. So that's something you got to keep in mind. Those of you that are spending money on generating leads off paid lead generation off the portals, and Julie is going to Premier Coaching. So those of you who are in the Premier Coaching program, which is most of you, make sure, Julie, get the other door. Make sure that you attend Julie's live coaching sessions. Oh, and by the way, we are moving to Facebook Live for the Premier Coaching sessions starting next Monday. I know we've been promising that for a year. And the reason we haven't done it is for the lamest of reasons. Our connectivity here in Puerto Rico is not the most reliable, but we've got it mostly fixed. So we are moving to live Facebook Premier coaching sessions, which means all of you will essentially that are in Premier, who are in part of the private Facebook group, will be notified when the session starts. And you can, you know, using your mobile or obviously your desktop, whatnot, you can then jump on and, you know, there's Julie and there are other coaches that are there answering your questions. And then we're going to further expand the services we provide for you. We know that this year is going to present a lot of challenges that many of you haven't experienced before, but it's not challenges on the downside, it's challenges on the upside. In order for you to embrace them, you're going to have to move fast. And in some cases, and I know this is true, your brokers and office managers aren't going to know how to help you with the challenges you're going to face. Chances are we can, because, you know, by we, I mean our entire organization. We've all been in the real estate industry. We have about, I think, 30 people that work for us. And we have coaches that have been selling real estate for longer than Julie and I. So we definitely have the experience to back you up so that you can essentially have your best year ever. And as we've been saying, we said this on the, actually, Julie said two previous predictions podcasts. It's been three. This is number four. The reality of it is that the market now and the overall market conditions for you are going to create a runway of probably at least 3 years, but as many as 5 years of unbelievable opportunity, like the best opportunity in real estate, certainly since Julie and I have been in the industry. And again, we talked about this yesterday. We'll talk about this more a little bit tomorrow. But really the takeaway is you are in the right place at the right time. Now, it's urgently important that you take the right actions. Reflect back on that interview I did with Gene Frederick. And I love the fact that so many of you guys enjoyed that. By the way, it was one of our most listened to podcasts, which tells me that we hit the nail on the head. And I really appreciated the fact that he was really transparent and honest about, you know, essentially deciding to restart, not out of destitute or hardship, but restarting because he wanted to get back in alignment with the thing that made him feel most alive, which is being of service to agents. And that's certainly how we feel. And I think that's how a lot of you feel with regards to your real estate clients. But in the interim, you've got to be taking care of yourselves financially. Remember, put your mask on first. You know, don't be fooled into thinking that, you know, don't do this for awards or recognition as an owner of business. You are business owners. You are entrepreneurs. Do your, you know, sell real estate, be a real estate entrepreneur, but you've got to remember, you've got to be putting your own mask on first financially. The easiest way I've seen to do that is to align with eXp, because they're going, you know, Glenn Sanford said this best, actually. I don't remember his exact quote, but the gist of it was, is he created eXp Realty with the idea that most agents will never be able to have a retirement. Most agents will never be able to save. You know, so he put a system in place that if you just do what you're doing now, you're going to have far more financial security than you otherwise would have had. And if you put your attention towards the stock or your attention towards agent attraction and real estate, then you're going to create a completely different financial trajectory, something you could never, frankly, have even imagined for yourself. That's what Gene did. So make sure you listen to that podcast. It's available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, everywhere you can possibly find a podcast. Our podcast is there. It's called Real Estate Coaching Radio. If you just want to do a Google search for it, you'll find it on all the different syndication sites. In the interim, if you guys want to talk with me about joining eXp Realty, yes, we want to sponsor you. Yes, Julie and I want you to be part of our eXp Realty group. Text me directly at 512-758-0206. 512-758-0206. In the meantime, if you guys would like to give us any show suggestions or areas to improve, we do thank you for your feedback. And we are always looking for ways to improve the services we provide to you. If you have, again, I really am interested in any show ideas you guys have, any topics that you think would be right in our wheelhouse that we aren't thinking of or we aren't covering to your satisfaction, please do text me directly those show ideas, 512-758-0206. And if you're a little bit upset that I talked about eXp Realty today, and I know some of you are going to be, it always happens, I want you just to ask yourself why. I mean, why would you be offended that we're talking about what might be perceived as a competing brokerage? Why? Why does that bother you? You got to really ask yourself that. And I'm going to tell you from my perspective, it bothered me too. Okay, there it is. So 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, it bothered me. And that's the reason for years in our coaching business, Julie and I were always brokerage agnostic. But then as Julie touched on, the fact is that we were out of alignment with really what we claim to be if we weren't telling you guys about eXp Realty, because we know, and I've read you just a couple of my recent texts, that the changes it can make in your life financially are far beyond what most agents will ever be able to create without something like this. So do the smart thing, set aside your biases, set aside, I mean, all of it. Have an open mind, take a real good look at eXp Realty, because chances are, especially this time of year as you're entering into the year, this is going to be one of the smartest things and the things you'll be most thankful for having done by the end of the year. In the interim, if you guys want to get hold of me and talk about eXp Realty, text me directly at 512-758-0206. In the meantime, have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.